Listener Production.
Hi there, Scott Leake here with your local briefing. Narrandera's mayor says more flood assistance is needed after the town was impacted by major flooding earlier this month. Households, businesses and farmers can head along to the local emergency operations centre this afternoon to see what government support is on offer. Neville Koshenka says council needs further funding too.
We've received some, but that's only for the previous flooding, so we'll be applying for further assistance with regard to repairs, and then of course in the long run we need to upgrade some of those areas so this doesn't happen again to such an extent.
With our dairy industry still reeling from back-to-back natural disasters here in New South Wales, a new jointly funded industry rescue package has been well received. The state and federal governments have kicked in a total of $7.9 million to not only help the industry recover, but build resilience into the future. New South Wales Farmers Dairy Chair Colin Thompson says this strategy will benefit the entire industry.
Over the course of the next 12 months or 2 years, we'll put together projects and packages that will educate farmers and show farmers different options and help them to be more resilient and to avoid the impacts of some of those disasters that have happened in the last 18 months.
A look at 5 years of NAPLAN results has revealed the Riverina's top performing schools. Wagga's St. Mary MacKillop consistently had the best scores in Year 9 tests between 2017 and 2021. Coringle is the highest ranked public high school. As for Year 5 results, Wagga's Lutheran School came out on top. South Wagga Public is the best state run school locally. Taking a look at sport now, GWS might have a few more supporters from Griffith after last night's AFL draft. Local talent Harry Ralston was taken at pick 16 by the Giants. A bit of a surprise for the 18-year-old from Binya, who was anticipating selection in the second round.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.